Welcome to the show that helps you break through barriers to achieve an extraordinary life. This is Life, Then Finance with your host, Caroy King. Questions from listeners just like you will help to foster practical solutions to issues in your life. Now, here is your host, Caroy King.
Hi, this is Caroy King, your Christian Women Empowerment Expert with LifeThenFinance.com. Helping you to overcome all those obstacles so that you may live a fulfilled and purpose-driven life, even when the odds are stacked against you. I was thinking the other day, what really drives us to actually make the transitions we need to make? Right now, yes, you're okay, but there's always that nagging feeling that you need to be more, do more. And it dawned on me that once you have a big vision in mind, it can shape everything. So my question to you today is, what's your big idea? What is that thing you're working towards? If you're working towards nothing, well, someone else is going to draw you into their vision, which is not a bad thing. You might as well be aiming somewhere, because some people do work in other people's visions for a while, then branch off and do their own. And that's perfectly fine. But you have to know that that is what you're doing. You can't be unconscious about it. So my question again is, what is your big idea? What do you see? Where are you going? And once you see where you're going, even when you're not sure, you know, have something. It doesn't necessarily have to be static. Wherever you're going, it may change as you're going along, or as you discover, maybe you have to tweak it a little bit. For example, I know I coach and train women to overcome obstacles, and I do it in several different ways, different formats, you see. But the objective is one, to coach you to get to that point where you need to be and overcome all those things that you need to overcome. That's why vision boards are so important. With that in place, now look at where you are right now. That distance may be almost impossible. You're like, okay, this is what I see, but where I am right now, how do I jump from here to there? That is fine. Usually the how is not our part. God will open doors as you go. And every layer unveils at every level. Slowly, it's like an onion. It keeps peeling. Some layers are small, some are a bit big, some are quick, some are slow. But either way, it unveils. There is no one straight shot. I have never heard of a story of anyone having their big idea and they had the super fast path to it. Because in the process of getting to your big idea, you'll have to do some growth on your part. Are you the woman who can carry that vision? Do you have the capacity intellectually? The network? How about the resources? How about the capacity to love? Because all our big ideas involve people. If your big idea has no people in it, or it's not going to transform lives, then you need to revisit it. All God-inspired big ideas have something to do with transforming people's lives to be better, because he's very concerned about his daughters and sons out there. And he sent you to be that vessel to lead them. So as you do that, you yourself have to be transformed. And guess what? Yes, you're missing a few pieces here and there, or you're missing all the pieces. You get them as you go. The question is, what do you have right now? That little thing you have, it will morph into the big thing. Use the little thing you've got right now. For example, if you like to bake cakes, you're saying, okay, I don't have the professional oven and I don't have this. The question is, what do you have? Do you have a small oven at home where you can start with baking maybe 50 cupcakes at a time? Do that. As soon as you master one level, God has it prepared that the next level always opens up. Your desire at that point is pushing and pushing and focusing and saying, Lord, what is the next step? And he'll start bringing the right people at the right time. At this moment, if you're not moving because you can't see all the steps, that is a mistake. Start moving with the steps you have. Believe me, by the time you're at the end of that step, God will open a door for the next step to come. That is how it has happened in my business. The things I know now, I can tell you very well, I didn't know last year. The steps I've made along the way, the people I've made, the collaborations that have happened, these are things that I had no clue that would happen. But they have happened because I had reached to that level. To the quickness of the obedience you have to implement, that's how fast the other layers will unveil. And there is something about speed. I love speed. Not like in a racing car or anything, but I love speed of implementation. If God downloads, I run and do. And in the process, there is favor and grace during that time. There is enough strength. The grace is sufficient to lead you. Even if you have to take long days and long nights, the grace is sufficient during that time to get you to that next level. Heaven is backing you up and there will be confirmation along the way if you're on God's plan. Stay focused. Think about that big idea. Write the vision down. Make it plain so that whoever sees it can understand where you're going. Even when the vision tarries, wait for it because every vision has an appointed time. Don't give up. You are on the right track. Have the big idea and start going step by step. The other layers will unveil as you get momentum.
You are listening to Life, Then Finance. To reach Caroy King, please send an email to caroyking@lifethenfinance.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Now, back to today's show.
Auntie, to answer the question about the budget, as we all know, the budget is a money plan. You can call it whatever you want. You can go as simple as just using an Excel worksheet. Or if you love software, you can use a software like Mint.com. I'll be doing a review on Mint.com and I'll put it on the YouTube channel. Look out for it. For the YouTube, if you haven't subscribed, it's Life Then Finance. When we are doing the budget, we use a zero-based budget, which means every dollar has to have a name. And by that time you total up everything, it has to be zero at the bottom. If you need a template, go to lifethenfinance.com. Under resources, they are templates there for you for the budget and for the debt snowball. Every dollar has a name. And you know money can grow wings. So if you don't tell it what to do, it will become your master and do whatever it wants. When you start itemizing all the things you have to pay, remember, start with your giving priorities. If you are a tither, that is very important because you want the rest of the 90 to be protected. Remember the necessities. That's what we always start with, which are shelter, food, clothing, and transportation. Yes, it doesn't make any sense to try and pay a credit card when you don't have enough food in the house, you don't have gas to take you to your job. It doesn't make any sense. You have to stick to the priorities. That way, as you get better in the budget, you'll be able to pay everybody who needs to be paid. And when you get out of debt, please stay out of debt. You are a world changer, are extremely significant in this time. So you can't be having bondage with debt. Debt is not a sin, but it weighs you down. It causes stress, anxiety. If money doesn't come in on time, then you wonder what is plan B. You don't need to be going there. It is literally self-inflicted. And of course, if you need scriptures regarding money, yes, there are some under resources you can go and look at, as many as you need based on your situation. Everyone has to have a money plan. It will give you a proper direction and it will also help you see where the money is leaking. Maybe you're paying for things that you don't need to pay for anymore, or you're paying too high payments. You never took time to shop around to see maybe you can find a better deal somewhere. So take all these in stride. Yes, you can have a column for entertainment, a column for shopping. You can add as many items as you want. A budget is not supposed to constrict you, but rather to guide you to your desired goals. So you can add any of the elements that you want, including entertainment and things that you find pleasurable, if your budget allows you. But if you find yourself in a very tight situation, well, maybe the pleasures may be off temporarily until you get settled in. Remember to do your budget. If you have a spouse, do it together. Have weekly meetings. Be very vigilant, because it will take at least 3 months to master your budget. Unexpected things will happen and you feel like you're thrown off your budget, and that's fine. You just come and get back on track. As if you're doing a budget together with your husband and wife, you may have different managing styles, which you have to work through and find a place, a middle ground, a place where you can negotiate. Make sure you're all pointing to the same goal, then work your way. Because if you have the same goal, no one will try to sabotage what you're just trying to build. Meet weekly. Review your budget, modify as necessary, find where the money is leaking and what is stealing your money. Did that remove all those things you don't need to be paying for anymore? Cancel cards if necessary, cancel unnecessary bills. Do what you have to do. I'll address briefly the emergency fund. Everybody needs to have an emergency fund, a little startup fund. While you're trying to get out of debt and straighten your income, you know, some of you are at the level of where you've just done your budget. You're doing the debt snowball. Yes, you need to have an emergency fund. The starter emergency fund can be as low as $1,000. Put it in a separate account. This is just for emergencies. An annual sale is not an emergency. Getting a flat tire is not an emergency. That should be accounted for in your budget. You have to have a section for maintenance. So it has to be a real big time emergency for you to use that $1,000. Some of the ways you can try to accumulate that is you can have a garage sale. You know, if you have some old stuff to sell, if you already have extra money, well, just create the $1,000 emergency fund, then use the rest to pay down the debt. You know, cause you're trying to be debt free and live a life of no bondage. Once you're debt free, apart from the house, then you can build a robust emergency fund, 3 to 6 months worth. And the way you find the totals, you look at your budget and see how much are you spending a month. So if you want an emergency fund for 3 months, well, just multiply the number by 3. If you want it for 6 months, multiply the number by 6, and that way you will have your 3 to 6 months emergency fund, depending on your comfort level. Some are okay just having a 3 month. Others prefer to have a bigger one. And, you know, it's all a matter of choice. But the bottom line, have one or have an emergency fund, and it's something you have to think about. Well, having an emergency fund is part of having a healthy financial plan and financial outlook on everything you're doing.
You are listening to Life, Then Finance. To reach Caroy King, please send an email to caroyking@lifethenfinance.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Now, back to today's show.
I had a question regarding the coaching program, which I would like to address today. One of the things we stand for: without partnership with God, you're guaranteed to fail in this lifetime. That is the bottom line. I am very convinced of your greatness and how you're going to get there because of two verses that are always on my heart. One of them is Revelation 5:12. He was slain so you will receive honor, riches, wisdom, strength, power, glory, and blessings. That alone makes me understand there are things that we are supposed to inherit, And you should know that those things belong to you. They were already paid for. And of course, through the revelation, I was like, God, how do we even get access to that? How does that work? And that's how I found Matthew 11:11. Of those born of women, John the Baptist was the greatest at the time. But you who is least in the kingdom, you're greater than John the Baptist. You know, what does that mean? It means that during that time, John the Baptist was the greatest. Greater than who, you ask? Greater than these guys we know as Moses and David, Abraham, Solomon, all these marvelous guys we've heard about in the Old Testament. You are greater than them. Even if you just entered the kingdom yesterday and said yes to Jesus, you are greater than them. And of course, my other question was like, okay, I understand I'm greater than all of them, but Lord, really, how will we actually implement this thing and be able to impact people? You said greater works will we do. How does that work? And of course, you know, God is so good because he always gives you answers, right? He's like, no, you have the Holy Spirit. He's the governor down here. He will teach you and guide you in everything in all ways. Just make him your best friend. Well, that's my version of how I had it. Make him your best friend. He will show you everything you need. That is fantastic. So I'm totally convinced the greatness is in you, and it's a matter of allowing it to come out. It's a matter of steering it. It's a matter of seeing others who have walked the path and have actually made it. We have help. So other people have done it before. Find mentors, find coaches, find communities. So you can be able to walk the path. And the reason I like that we are based and have a foundation in God, because his word is true. Those who know the truth are set free, and the word will not change. The foundation is purely concreted in God, working in partnership with God. So as we combine personal development, spiritual development, and money management with God in the center, we are unstoppable. Someone asked me, why combine the three? Spiritual is the foundation. Everything starts in the spiritual realm. The personal development, even if your spiritual is strong, but the personal development is weak, you don't have discipline, you're not reading the word, or you're not even reading things in your industry to become better, you don't have integrity, and your character is messed up, it will not work. Money management has been my passion. So most of you have been to the website. You know, I talk about money management a lot, personal finance, financial literacy, all those things. But if you can't take care of the small that God has trusted you with now, how can he trust you with much? For example, if you have your young daughter or your young son, how can you trust him with a bigger allowance if he can't even take care of the little allowance you've given him? That's the same concept. You're going to be influential and significant and touching people as you break all the obstacles in your way. And with that responsibility will come resources. Are you able to manage those resources? Do you have compulsive behaviors whereby when you hear the word sell, in your brain it's just like buy? The sell has nothing to do with you. There'll always be sales because, you know, this is a marketing strategy. People always market and there'll always be deals. It has nothing to do with your wallet. If you have a separate goal and you're focused on something different, the best benefits of having a community like Life Then Finance is the support, the encouragement, accountability, and training you get, because there'll always be support from me. Encouragement, I'm a natural encourager. Accountability, yes, I'll be checking on you. Yes, I don't play. I'll be checking on you. And of course, training. I release all kinds of information all the time just to get you better, to get you moving. The point is genuine transformation so you can get to the mark of your high highest calling. All these elements have to be pulled together. And I always share all these concepts that I've learned along the way. There are things many people don't talk about, like impartation and tithing, you know. Yeah, and remember, it's those little foxes that spoil the vine. Though, yes, you've done all the big things, you've checked them off, but those little habits that are messing up your progress, those are the ones we need to deal with. We get to meet once a week on Skype or Google Hangout. And for those who can't meet during Google Hangout, I keep the recordings for you in the membership area so you can always go there. Always strive to develop yourself. Invest in yourself. Take care of yourself. You're your biggest asset. Isn't it ironic when people are not taking care of themselves and running after everything else? And they realize, you know, if they are like, maybe their leg goes out or their back goes out, they realize, ooh. So we have to have the right mindset in the things we do and keep the main thing the main thing. You are a priority. Your children are relying on you. Your family is relying on you. When you're flying, they always say, put the mask on yourself first before you help anyone else. It's the same thing. Take care of yourself first before you try to take care of anyone else. You can enroll into the coaching community online, or you can send me an email directly at kiroiking@lifethenfinance.com.
You are listening to Life, Then Finance. To reach Kiroi King, please send an email to kiroiking@lifethenfinance.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Now, back to today's show.
This is just an observation that I've been making for a couple weeks now. It's about self-talk. We all have major transformations we want to do in ourselves in order to get to the goal, in order to fulfill the vision we have. The person you are right now may not be the person who can handle the vision you've been given or the vision you see. So a lot of transformation has to take place in your mind, in your skill, in the people you hang out with, but it has to start with your self-talk. What are you saying to yourself behind closed doors? When you stand in a mirror, what do you see? Do you see a grasshopper that anyone else can trample upon and everybody else is a giant? Whatever you see, that is what you want. That's who you are, which is absurd. You have to modify your self-talk to align with where you're going. Yes, at the beginning, it may not feel like saying things like, I'm a world changer, I'm a history maker, I have destiny. You may not feel like, because of your current situation, everything may be falling apart. Don't let your current circumstances dictate who you're supposed to be. You're going to tell yourself and convince yourself that you are a world changer, which is true. How can God make something so beautiful and unique like you? You're here to accomplish nothing. Impossible. So if we start with a foundation saying that you were made for a purpose and there is a group of people out there waiting for your manifestation, so you have to get up and get in the game and start to make some changes. It has to start with your self-talk. Tell yourself you are a world changer, so you have to behave like one. You can't be engaging in mediocrity behavior. Every little thing irritating you, gossip and all the little nonsense, the things that take a lot of your time. You know, you spend 4 hours on social media and then you're too tired to engage in your dreams. Find the balance. Some things have to go. They really have to. So what is your self-talk? You can start with simple things like, I am a world changer. I'm a history maker. I'm here to impact lives of people around me, in my family. I'm here to even transform myself. Start there. Then as your faith and confidence builds, you will be more fierce. The faith will start to drive you.
so that you can actually put real steps to what you're planning to do. Because these things are not going to fall from the sky and just land on you, whatever your vision is. You're going to take real steps, and they have to be significant. They have to be big. And, you know, as you take steps one by one, you'll be amazed when you look back a few months later and you realize, oh my goodness, I have really transformed. And it starts with your talk. Negativity damages. So avoid negative words, avoid circumstances that are full of negativity, avoid negative people. Don't be fooled. Your environment is a strong influence, and if you hang out with fools, you are accounted as one. If you hang out with negative people, you will soon start to catch on to their behavior, and they will overpower you. Be protective of your environment. Make sure you're speaking the right things that go towards the goal you're trying to achieve. And I would like to recommend Dr. Caroline Leaf. She's a brain scientist who talks about how our brain reacts to negative and toxic messages versus the positive and healthy messages. It's amazing the way our brain was wired. When I listened to her, she has a few books out there, like, you know, Who Switched Off My Brain. She's so good. Once you realize how the brain reacts to negativity, you'll be shocked to stop it right away, because every thought is a thing and it grows, and our body tries to attack that thing as though we have a wound. For example, if you cut your finger and there's bleeding and all the white blood cells are rushing in and trying to heal you, that's how our body reacts to toxic thought. It's a real thing. So you find your body off alignment because you're extremely stressed. Too many and negative thoughts are going on. Your self-talk is wrong. So your body is always in emergency mode, trying to heal, thinking there are wounds everywhere. And it starts to get exhausted. We are designed to think on things that are good, lovely, have an excellent report to them. The plan of action is get Dr. Caroline Leaf's either book. You can see some of her lectures on YouTube. And change your self-talk. Start slowly, but be aggressive. The quicker you make the transformation, the quicker you'll see the results. I'll see you later. Bye.
Thank you again for tuning in to Life Then Finance. Please join Karoy King for another edition next week. For coaching, booking speaking engagements, and any other inquiries, please send an email to KaroyKing@lifethenfinance.com or visit www.lifethenfinance.com. May the coming week be filled with exceeding grace and favor in every aspect of your life.